This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Residents of the Shiite holy cities in southern Iraq are surveying the damage caused by weeks of heavy fighting between U.S. forces and Shiite militiamen. In Najaf and the adjacent city of Kufa, shop owners are vying for compensation and wondering what the future holds. The militant cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and some of his fighters are still in the area, and while Shiites still revere his family, a backlash is growing against the young cleric and his violent tactics. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Kufa Mosque, where Muqtada al-Sadr regularly gave his firebrand sermons, attracted another large crowd of worshippers on Friday, but the scene was dramatically different from the days of pitched battle between Sadr's Mahdi army and U.S.-led forces. Rows of Shia knelt on rugs outside the mosque, surrounded by scores of armed Iraqi National Guardsmen. Some of the guards offered cold water and cigarettes to the worshippers. Sadr himself was nowhere to be seen. In his stead, another cleric gave the sermon, seeking to shore up Sadr's image, even as he portrayed the heavy Iraqi security presence as a courtesy.
We have found al-Sadr devoted to God and to the Iraqi people, and I also thank the Iraqi army who is serving you by giving you cold water. We thank them for their efforts.
But parts of the sermon, urging a docile exit from the mosque grounds with none of the usual demonstrations, left some satirists puzzled and frustrated. As their leader remains out of sight, other residents are looking for the cause of their shattered economy and crumbling neighborhoods. And some fingers are pointing at Sadr. In the shadow of the revered Imam Ali Shrine in Najaf's old city, a front-end loader clears away the remains of a once-thriving market area. The Mahdi army has left the shrine, but people are still cautious with their criticism for fear of reprisals. But the anger is beginning to bubble over. As this young unemployed Najaf resident tells a reporter that foreign Islamic fundamentalists are to blame for the problems, an old man in the crowd urges him to tell the truth that it's Muqtada's fault.
He did it. He brought the Americans here.
For many people here, the American-led military presence is still the number one problem. But businessman Munaf Al-Assam says the crisis that devastated Najaf's economy, which is largely based on revenues from religious pilgrims, was completely unnecessary and provoked by al-Sadr. Shia still have fond memories of Muqtada's father, a beloved senior cleric assassinated by Saddam Hussein's men. But Al-Assam says whether they blame Sadr himself for the crisis or those in his inner circle, the results were equally devastating.
Sadr's popularity has ended. It has ended in Najaf, 100%. It was a mistake to take Imam Ali's shrine hostage in their hands. It was a horrible mistake. People welcome the return of the police very much, because everyone wants security, and the symbol of security is the policeman.
But it's far from certain whether the Iraqi police, National Guard, and army are ready to shoulder the security burden. 29-year-old Hamza Qadam says he joined the National Guard in January, but when faced with hostile Shiite militiamen, his unit refused to fight. Qadam blames his commanders for firing him, and he sounds ready to fight for the al-Qaeda-linked group led by Musab al-Zarqawi.
They told us to attack. We refused. They fired us, 800 of us. I have two daughters, and I have a rented house, and I have nothing. I wish I'd find al-Zarqawi. I'll join him now. Curse my father if I won't join the terrorists.
For now, no one is prepared to write al-Sadr and his militia off. But with an election season on the horizon, any vision Sadr may have had of establishing a political base in Najaf appear to be dimming. 38-year-old Murshid Ghazi, a Najaf cigarette trader whose shop was flattened in the fighting, says al-Sadr supporters were a minority here even before the fighting.
Now, with this crisis, it has become clear that Muqtada is the cause for all the damage, destruction, and loss of innocent lives.
But some Iraqi and U.S. officials are hoping the Sadrists can still be enticed into the political arena, reasoning that Iraq will be more secure with them in the role of loyal opposition rather than armed resistance. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
Additional reporting for this story came from Abdullah Arif in Najaf.